KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Sunny skies and 70 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny and humid today with a high around 91. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. In Western Iowa news, to propose $4.75 million bond issue in Glenwood for the construction of an outdoor swimming pool and aquatic center failed to meet the required 60% supermajority of approval during a vote held Tuesday. The Daily Nonpareil says the project would have increased property taxes 1.5%. Of the 970 votes that were cast, 465 voted against the facility, while 505 voters approved it. There are 3,320 registered voters in Glenwood, and again, a 60% supermajority was needed in order for it to pass. Glenwood has been without an outdoor pool since the previous facility closed in 2005. City Administrator Brian Kissel said the facility included lap lanes, a lazy river feature, and a zero-depth entry. Plans for water slides, which were part of a project alternate estimated at $5.1 million, were not included. According to a survey, more than 90% of Glenwood residents said they would have supported a swimming pool and aquatic center to replace the former municipal pool. City officials held town meetings to answer questions about the project. If the bond had passed, the next step would have been for the Glenwood City Council and the Glenwood Community School District's Board of Education to vote and sign a shared property agreement. City officials were looking at the local option sales tax fund to help operate the facility. KJAN News, time is 8:06.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
The Atlantic City Council will hold a public hearing during its meeting this evening. That hearing is with regard to the disposal of property at 405 West 4th Street. During the last council meeting, City Attorney Dave Wiederstein reported that a vacant half lot was tax-acquired by the city and was not buildable. A public hearing is required before the council can act on approving the sale of the property. The council will also act on a motion to refer to the Planning and Zoning Commission a proposal to vacate an alley located between 1106 East 7th Street and 1200 East 7th Street. City Administrator Doug Harris said that his assistant John Lund has been working with the Cass County Assessor's Office to get rid of the so-called phantom alleys and streets found in the city's plat map book. The streets are held by the city, and Harris says restoring them back to private property owners would put those locations on the tax rolls. He says there is a person interested in buying the alley that was just mentioned. Neither AMU nor the street department has an issue with the vacating of the alley, according to Harris. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will hold the first reading of an amendment to the city's Code of Ordinances with regard to floodplain regulations. John Lund, assistant to City Administrator Doug Harris, has been designated by the state as the city's official floodplain manager, and as such, he's been working with the DNR to make sure the floodplain ordinance meets the necessary requirements set forth by FEMA and the Iowa DNR. The proposed amendments to the ordinance include modifying the definitions of development, minor projects, and routine maintenance of existing buildings and facilities. And additional amendments require the Iowa DNR to approve alterations or relocations with regard to floodplain management standards. The Atlantic City Council will also consider a request by the Jaycees to shoot off fireworks at the airport July the 4th during the annual holiday celebration. The Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday approved the plans for a bridge replacement project located about 1/8 of a mile east of 648th Street on Jackson Road, or the Landfill Road, if you will. Cass County engineer Charles Marker said bids for the project will be let on August the 19th.
We're designing it in-house. It'll be an 80-foot long, triple-span bridge, 30-foot wide. So should be long enough and wide enough to accommodate future use. fill down the line.
The current bridge is only about 24 feet wide. Marker says the new structure will allow bigger pieces of equipment to move across the bridge. He said also that a request for a public hearing on the vacating of a long section of 740th Street in Messina Township had been withdrawn because the person making the request had second thoughts on the matter.
And the property owner who owned basically three-fourths, he owned all one side and half of the other side, was the one who requested it. Apparently after he gave us the request a week or so ago, he got information either from the neighbors or people in the area. He would like to withdraw that request, and that was on your agenda today to set a public hearing for that road. And since he is not in favor of it, I don't see us standing the expense or other things associated with a public hearing.
Speaking of roads, with regard to those level B or dirt roads here in Cass County that oftentimes get torn up by fund seekers and four-wheel drives after it rains, Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner said citations have been issued to those who knowingly and intentionally caused damage to those roads. Feisner said the culprits were recently either cited for failure to maintain control or criminal mischief for what appears to be clear acts beyond the norm of the use of the road, where they've gone out and torn those roads up.
You know what it looks like? A clear case of criminal mischief where they're tearing up the property, working with the secondary roads individuals to determine what, if any, victim restitution there is, if the secondary roads has to come in and repair that. Hopefully some of them kind of get the message. I mean, when the roads are in such a condition and an individual is clearly a ways down the road and in a manner in which the road is not capable of being driven on, and then it's pretty tore up and the vehicles are in the ditch, I think it's fairly clear that they should either knew or should have known they shouldn't have been on that.
Weisner said the criminal mischief is a simple misdemeanor punishable by a fine of $65. He said the intent is to send a message to those who would purposely tear up the county's roads that you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. In other business, the Board of Supervisors approved a wage adjustment increase of $4,000 to $45,000 per year for the newly appointed full-time mental health and general assistance director, Deb Schuler. Last week, you may recall, the board had discussed moving her wage up to that which was paid to the former MD and general assistance director, but they felt that the adjustment, which was approved yesterday, was more equitable. Now, the board also voted to place ads in the paper and elsewhere for the position, a vacancy term for which expires on June the 30th. Taking a look at world headlines of this hour, House Democrats say a special committee on the deadly 2012 attack in Benghazi, Libya, should have the same number of Democrats as Republicans. And top congressional Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer, have sent a letter to House Speaker John Boehner asking him to reconsider plans to put 7 Republicans and only 5 Democrats on the panel. Pelosi and Hoyer say they don't want a repeat of what they call the extreme and counterproductive partisanship that's occurred to date. An appeals court has ordered a new trial for a man sentenced to life in prison in the February 2012 deaths of 2 Detroit-area women who were abducted, killed, and buried in a park. The Michigan Court of Appeals said the jury for Brandon Kane wasn't properly sworn in. Lawyers say a clerk read an oath for prospective jurors instead of one for the actual jurors. The Detroit News reports prosecutors plan to appeal. 4 other people besides Kane were convicted and sentenced in the case. And Leo Sharp of Indiana is spending his 90th birthday in court today in Detroit after being convicted of hauling cocaine to Michigan for drug dealers. The 90-year-old is expected to find out whether he'll go to prison or to get a different kind of sentence from a federal judge. Prosecutors are recommending 5 years, saying the judge should look beyond Sharp's age and health issues and lock him up for delivering more than a ton of cocaine. Sharp's attorneys say his client's health would be a burden for the prison system. News time is 8:13.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In the funeral announcements, Orpha Hackett, age 99, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Orpha Hackett will be today at 10:30 at the Hancock United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Henry Schneider, age 94, of rural Templeton, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Henry Schneider will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bob Keppel, age 46, who was formerly of Atlantic, died April 30th in Phoenix, Arizona. Graveside services for Bob Keppel will be today at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Jim Edwards, age 66, of Audubon, died Monday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Jim Edwards will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Norma Jean Schmeling, age 90, of Casey, died Saturday. Funeral services for Norma Jean Schmeling will be tomorrow at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hamilton's Funeral Home in Des Moines has arrangements. Helen Neal, age 94, of Stewart and formerly of Dexter, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Neal will be held Thursday at 4:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Wayne Halterman, age 89, of Bayard, died Monday. Funeral services for Wayne Halterman will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Bayard Community Building. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Rhonda Lynn McNelly Peterson Hanner, age 52, of Stewart, died Saturday. Funeral services for Rhonda Hanner will be on Friday at 1 o'clock, that is, at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Michelle Cooper, age 50, of Glenwood, died Saturday. Funeral services for Michelle Cooper will be held Friday at 2 o'clock at the Southview Bible Church in Council Bluffs. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bob Jamison Sr., age 83, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Bob Jamison Sr. will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Larry Mallon, age 87, of Atlantic, died Monday. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Larry Mallon. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.